Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show.
Are back again. You see, it's been 3 weeks, y'all. 3 weeks, which means 3 episodes. Planning on keeping these fairly short, unless maybe like an interview or something like that. But anyway, welcome back to Creatively Exposed, a safe space for Black and Brown creatives. If you are new, welcome. If you've been kicking it with me, thank you. And today I'd like to discuss self-doubt. And I just want to get like real with it, right? I am in the process of revising something, and I got notes back and all that good stuff. And there's something to be said about doing I'm over here trying to like go in circles, but why? So I got notes back, and I have been writing forever, right? I do not have a degree in writing. And you know what? That gives me an idea. Maybe as a possible solution is the ways that we can combat self-doubt. But first I was like, damn, who am I? Right? Like, it's always the like question of like, I don't even know what I'm doing. You know, am I even doing this right? How do I do this correctly? Like, you ain't really a writer. Like, the whole thing. It was a whole thing. And I was kind of going into a spiral, which has happened with this new version of writing that I am in. I gotta keep certain things vague, y'all. I'm sorry. There's the writing for self, right? Or the writing for maybe not exactly like publication, but there is different intimacies, I think, when it comes to writing. And in these last 2 years, I feel like I have grown as a writer because the Twitter community is lit, and I've been able to be a part of some courses and some workshops, and I've even taught some stuff myself, and I'm like, dope, you know. But it doesn't mean that I know everything, right? And there's so much to learn, so much to read, so much to study. And I think some of the issues that I have around self-doubt, because I think first thing to do, right? Like, yep, feel the feels, and then kind of be like, wait a minute, slow down. Where are all these criticisms coming from, right? Whose standard am I comparing myself to? Who said? I gotta know all of these things that I am beating myself up about besides my brain, you know? And after I was like, whoa, we not gonna get through this damn thing if we keep tussling, right? Like, the girl likes to tussle mentally. And so I'm like, bruh, this ain't it. So I go and I'm like, let me do something else. Let me order food, right? Because that's the other thing. We go in self-doubt. You're working on a project. You're all focused and trying to do all this shit. But did you eat? Did you shower? Did you make sure that you are taken care of? Did you drink water today? I gotta drink water. Like, stop. And find ways to nourish yourself first. Like, you might just be hungry. You might not be you when you were hungry, right? That might be enough. And so, like, I did, like, a whole thing. I did a spiritual bath. If you don't know what that is, it's basically, for me, it's when I put, like, concoctions together. It's kind of like you making your bathtub a cauldron. That's basically it. But like a nice one, like you're not cooking weird animal parts or nothing. It's, for me, I like, bath bombs from a specific place. What is the name of this place? It's on Instagram. Crystal something. I don't know. Anyway, it's like, I literally have collected some dope crystal infused, the bath bomb got a crystal in it. Anyway, I like bath salts, colored bath salts. Some have like essential oils, etc., etc., whatever you get called to, herbs, etc. And it just resets your vibe. And so I was like, I haven't done that in a while. Let me go do that. Let me wash my hair. Hair gets a lot of energy and it absorbs a lot of stuff. And the bigger the hair, the more frequencies that you pick up. And so my hair is getting big, y'all. And so, yes, she needed some taking care of. Anyway, it's a retrograde. It is what it is. I can't even edit this thing because I don't know how to, because I'm using some other system to record this. So you're getting the bloopers, you're getting it all. Raw and uncut. Anyway, I know I've said that a lot of times. So that's what I did. I was like, let me stop beating myself up, because what it's doing is, as a Virgo, I am a double Virgo, it just starts messing with my belly. I start getting anxious and I'm like, this don't feel good. And so, boom, stop. Let me, you know, while my food comes, I'm gonna do my bath and take care of my hair. Cool. Feel a little like myself. And in the idle time of being in a bath and detangling my hair, I'm getting ideas for what I was struggling with, because some of my issues and my doubt comes from bullshit. You know, not everybody, but a lot of people got that one teacher that had something to say about your writing. In my case, I had multiples, because my first language is as clear as I speak English is not English. And literally in my 30s is when I realized that there's, that affects shit. Like, that affects the way people whose first language is English, views your work, right? Like, they'll assume that you know all of the systems and whatever the hell that English got. English don't make sense to me. But anyway, that is a rant for another time. Because if I get started, I might not end. So there are things that somebody who was speaking English from the beginning may understand more than someone who, yeah, I learned English by the time I got to like first grade-ish. I knew the basics, right? Like the coloring and the colors and the blah, blah, blah. But I didn't go home and practice that. After homework, ain't no English in the house. All that to say, passive voice. I've gotten feedback on multiple things, and there was something that I got about passive voice, and I was triggered. Okay, triggered. I get it. I get that, you know, passive voice is like a no-no for certain things, but deep in my heart, as much as I would like to understand it, I don't get it. I'm just like, this is a conjugation of X, Y, Z. And it just feels like there's been a wall around English grammar. Maybe I just need a class. Like, that was part of my thought process of like, maybe I need to study this thing, right? And so going back to self-doubt, like there's these walls that I have been placed into that I didn't realize until I really started realizing that writing can be a lifestyle, a life, a career, something that is supporting my life, right? There's just, you know, conjunction, function, junction, the little song, it went over my head, y'all, I'm sorry, it really did. So there's a lot of things, it's like run-on sentences, and just the way I go about using the language, that when I get notes, I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do with this? I don't know what I'm doing. And so, you know, after I got my food, like I'm gonna eat some of it, and then I'm gonna go right back. And again, I didn't even finish that thought. In the mundaneness of just like caring about myself and where I'm at and am I being present and all of these things, I realized, oh, I do have a solution. Maybe I just needed more time instead of more pressure. See how we, you know, doing the whole full circle thing? Come with me. So what are things that we can do with self-doubt? Definitely stop, you know, beating ourselves up and saying, you should know this. You shouldn't. Everyone can't know everything. And I think part of imposter syndrome and self-doubt is that a lot of people, places, things that we do and we live in this parallel universe and sometimes perpendicular, like to assume that we know, right? Or make the expectation that there are certain things that everyone knows. And that's not just with writing or getting notes. It's something I've been noticing over this week. And it's okay to be like, yo, I don't know. No, I just got this information now. Now is when I can apply it, because we're having the conversation. It's okay to not know everything. It's okay to not always feel prepared, no matter how prepared you try to be. It's okay that no matter how hard you tried to stay ready, you weren't fully ready because it surpassed your own imagination. It's okay to build the parachute while you jump the fuck off the cliff. And so, self-doubt to me is the assumption that we are supposed to know everything about this crazy, crazy world that we are in and how it moves and how it operates and how we are supposed to exist in this world. Take a step back. Take a break. Make sure your basic needs are covered. Whatever that looks like, and to whatever extent you can, right? And then come back to it. You know, in my case, it's coming back to the writing, coming back to the page that was intimidating me because I felt that I couldn't edit this thing. Maybe there's no right way. It's just finding out a different way to do something and seeing if that works. And keep doing it until you're like, you know what? This is what works. Creativity isn't always a full download, right? Like, when they say writing is hard, for a while I didn't know what that meant. But when it's writing for others to consume, to be able to share the movie that I have in my head and make it make sense on a page, oh, it is a trailer. Well, let me not. It's a trailer park. It's not the ghetto. The ghetto got sauce. It's a trailer park. No offense or offense. I don't know. But it's not the thing. It is not the thing. If you live in a trailer park, my bad, y'all. It's hard. It is hard because how the fuck do you put a movie into words? And when I start, it's like, what are words? How do I use them? So, all that to say, I was in a state of self-doubt. It doesn't mean I have gone through it and I am done with it. It's just that I am processing it and hope that you are processing yours too. And sometimes we have to take a risk, right? Sometimes we build the parachute on the way. And sometimes we choose the wrong tools. But having people give you feedback in itself, no matter how much I can struggle with it, is a blessing. Having, you know, asking other people's thoughts, like, hey, can we brainstorm together? I love doing that. I've done that with my bestie, and I'm just like, yo, I don't even know, bro. Like, I know that, you know, it's the figuring out how Taraji gets off the boat, right? Like, I know Taraji gets off the boat. I know she get on the boat, but how she get off? That state of figuring that out is, I realize it is harder than usual. And if I'm doing it in a vacuum, it's going to lead to questions and holes and gaps. And so if you are going through self-doubt, know that first you are not alone. You can take a break, even if it's not, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. It's take 5 minutes away and just do something different. That, don't force it. Period. Like, don't force the flow. Find another way to be in flow. Slow down, change direction, be more flexible, and know that you fucking can. I feel like we don't do that enough for ourselves. Be like, you have X amount of pages on here. I'm sticking to writing because that's what I do. You got all these pages here. You done created a universe. You done created a world that includes all kinds of stuff that do not exist, but you're making it exist. You're literally doing Sims, y'all. Be the creator of your shit. What, that the first draft or the 10th isn't the perfect one? That's fine. It's better something on the paper, right, to the best of our ability, than sitting in the doubt and allowing that perfection streak desire to lead to not one word on the page. Yes, I have a movie in my mind. And it looks like stick figures on a page. But we can keep filling them out. You ever seen those videos of somebody who has this like dope ass painting? It's like magic. And they start with squiggly lines. And so I tie this further in. I was having a conversation with my other bestie, and she had said, focus more on the journey than just getting to over there, right? Like that goal, that thing, the process. Be in the moment, in the now, and know that whatever you're doing, especially as a creative, is its own type of like spell work, magic work, liberation work. Like, yeah, that it's more pressure, but like, have fun. I think we forget that having fun, because we're so busy putting things out, it steals the joy, and it only leaves space for pressure. And so just to recap, when you start feeling like that critical thing is coming in and taking over and taking up all this space, take a moment to stop. Check in with where your needs, your basic needs are at. Maybe do a chore that has been sitting for weeks. That's me reading myself. And come back to it. Make sure you've eaten. Make sure you've hydrated. Make sure if you need to take a nap, not them naps that lead to the next day. At least not for me, because I got a deadline. But always come back and don't give up just because you may feel like you don't know enough or that you just don't have enough information. And I think another part of resolving self-doubt is maybe investing in learning that thing that we feel insecure about. I think that's something I'm going to look into. So you can do it. You have done it already. Maybe not in the exact way that you are doing it now, but you can do it. Put your mind into it. Those who know, know. Those who don't know, you had to be there. But happy Wednesday. A homie sent me affirmations Omarion was saying to himself, and so I say it to you. I will have a good day because I chose. I will have a good day because I choose to have a good day. Keep that same energy, y'all. Speak life into your day, into your creative things. And I will see you next week. Happy week, y'all. Do not forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie ou c'est magique. If you do not have any evening plans on Valentine's Day and you are looking to listen to some erotic poetry, check out this event that I will be putting on with the Asteroid Collective. All the links will be in bio. It is hot and ready. Single Poets Day on Valentine's Day. And stay tuned for info. If I have the link ready to go, it will be in the description box. If not, just stay tuned on the Instagrams, the interwebs, and the social medias. Stay tuned, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes, rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie, use magic. Take care and see you next week.